Hello, friends. This is Pastor Bill Clark. Welcome to the podcast. Hello, friends are the first two words I begin each message that I get the privilege to share each Sunday. I get to tell my friends about the greatest friend, Jesus Christ. I also consider friends to be one of the greatest gifts a person can have in this earthly life. Most of the episodes will be messages I share each Sunday, but from time to time, I'll invite a friend to share some of their life with us over a beverage. I pray these episodes bless you and help you on this journey of life. God's blessings to you, friend. This is a message I shared at Timothy Lutheran Church on Wednesday, December 13th, from 1 Thessalonians. It's entitled, I've Got a Ticket to Ride. Yes, the Beatles song. I have a ticket to ride.
Good evening, friends. Advent is a time of waiting, but waiting in anticipation. We wait in anticipation of the celebration of the birth of our King, Jesus Christ. We celebrate a birth, though that's already happened. So our anticipation of the birth of Jesus as Christians, if you will, it's not a surprise because we know it's happened. Yet we anticipate the celebration each year because it is the greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. But that's not the anticipation we wait for now as Christians. We wait for the return of Christ. Jesus is coming back. We don't know when, but we do know he is most certainly returning. This Advent season, we're in this series based on 1 Thessalonians called Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. Words from a hymn that give us a description of what it will look like when Jesus returns. Tonight's our final installment in our series from 1 Thessalonians. I was reminded of a story a few years ago. It was the day before Christmas Eve. And a Lutheran pastor, not this pastor, it's another unnamed pastor, to hide the proper people, to make sure nobody gets embarrassed about the story, to protect the innocent. But a Lutheran pastor, okay, was in Atlanta Airport. And when he arrived at his gate, he found out that his flight home to St. Louis was canceled. Well, he was moved to the next flight from Atlanta to St. Louis, but it was also packed, they were told him. And if he missed it, he was going to be stuck in Atlanta all night long, and tomorrow was Christmas Eve. So the pastor said out loud to no one in particular, I'll give up half my kingdom for a ticket home to St. Louis. Well, just then he spotted a ticket in the jacket of a man sitting next to him. This man with a ticket in his pocket was sleeping, and he had a cane propped up against his seat. The pastor thought, what a lucky break. I could just snatch the ticket out of his pocket. He's sleeping, and he'll never catch me if he's got a cane, right? I can run out into the concourse, get lost in the crowd, and then turn around just before the flight was ready to board and get on the plane. Nah, it's probably a bad idea, isn't it? As the pastor came to his senses, because flashed in his mind was this headline, Luther pastor lands in jail stealing ticket from a man with a cane. Not the headline anybody wants to see, especially on Christmas. So this Lutheran pastor begins a conversation with the airline ticket agent. Please get me home. Anything airborne will do, a 747, a regional jet, a crop duster, a hand glider. I don't care. I just need to get home tonight. So he poured on his charm and his amazing wit, only to hear the ticket agent bark back out these orders. Sir, you're on the standby list. It's the best I can do. The dreaded standby list. If you've been there, you know what it's like, right? Once you're on the standby list, you have no peace of mind. Every announcement that comes over the speakers in the airport, something has changed, and maybe I do or I don't have a seat. Every conversation you see up at the ticket counter between the agents brings more anxiety and more stress. Meanwhile, the ticketed passengers, they're sitting in their chairs, waiting patiently, reading their magazines, thumbing through their iPhones, on their computers. They have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, but this Lutheran pastor does not. He thought, oh, to be numbered with the confirmed, to have my very own seat number and departure time, to be guaranteed that I'm on the next flight home. Let's be honest, though. This time of year, we often feel stuck on the standby list, don't we? Others have a ticket to make all the big purchases, but not me this year. Others have a ticket to have all the fun, but not me. Others have a ticket for perfect families, but not me. So I have several options. One is to throw a pity party and say, why me? Another is to become a Scrooge, right? Bah humbug to everything at Christmas related. Still another way to respond to all the holiday cheer is to become small, jealous, vindictive, and petty. In every case, we end up stuck and trapped, just like that Lutheran pastor on the standby list the day before Christmas Eve. Often we feel as though we are on the standby list forever. And that would be Satan's plan for us. Shove our face in our filth, remind us of our wretchedness, point out our deceitfulness, get us feeling absolutely hopeless. But I've got good news for you. You have a seat on the final flight home. Reservations have been made for you. Your fare has been paid in full. In the immortal words of John, Paul, Ringo, and George, you've got a ticket to ride, right? That's what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians for us tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him, according to the Lord's own word. We tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet call of God. These are part of the verses that I read at every gravesite committal, to give the people around the gravesite comfort, because their loved one is in the grave, and they are not. In those moments, you're mourning, and you're full of grief, and you can start to wonder and worry. And the Thessalonians were not the only ones that worried about their own departure. They were worried about their loved ones who had died in the Lord. Paul reassures us that Christians who die have only, in fact, fallen asleep. This is what Jesus teaches just before he raised Jairus' daughter in Matthew 9, chapter 9, and how Luke describes Stephen's death in Acts chapter 7, and what Paul teaches in 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, Paul writes. And so Paul repeats the expression, fallen asleep, two times in these verses. When you die, or if you die, if Jesus doesn't come before you die, or if Jesus comes before you die, will you immediately be resurrected? Did I say that question correctly? Let me back up a minute. When you die, if you die, if Jesus doesn't come again before you die, are you immediately resurrected? That's better. No. Our body stays here on earth, but our spirit goes to be with the Lord. We have fallen asleep. Jesus said as much to the penitent thief on the cross next to him. Today you will be with me in paradise. Paul talked about it in 2 Corinthians 5 when he wrote, to depart from this body is to be present with the Lord. Philippians 1:21 says, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. When believers die, their spirits go to be with the Lord, and they fall asleep, but not forever. Christ will return with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet call of God. The only angel that's called an archangel in the Bible is Michael. He's mentioned twice. And it's going to be quite a day. Those who have fallen asleep will wake up, meaning what? If you die trusting in the shed blood of the Lamb and believe that God raised him from the dead, there is no purgatory, there is no suffering. You've got a ticket to ride. And the dead in Christ will rise first, Paul writes. Aristotle called death the end of everything. French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, I didn't like all that kind of philosophy stuff in school, so forgive me if I'm not pronouncing that correct. French philosopher Jean-Paul said, death removes all meaning for life. Another French philosopher said, I'm going to be great, perhaps, talking about the end of his life. Not Jesus. He claimed in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies. Because Jesus lives, you too shall live. It's guaranteed. Bank on it. You're not on standby. You all have a ticket to ride. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, after that, we who are alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Christians who are alive when Christ returns will be caught up with Jesus. The term caught up in the Latin is rapimur. From this word comes the English word rapture. So rapture is a biblical idea. The problem is this, that some Christians distinguish the rapture from the second coming of Christ to judge the world. And that is incorrect. The rapture and the second coming are the same thing. They're the same event. If you believe and have been baptized, then you are rapture ready if Christ returns. And so we will be with the Lord forever, Paul writes. I'm trying to remember what my last class reunion was. I think it was my 35th? I can't remember exactly. Anyway, I missed it. Anybody else go to their class reunions? I wanted to go, but I made some kind of excuse to not go. Does anybody go to their class reunions, their 20th, their 30th, their 40th, 50th, 60th? Oh, I saw a 50th back there. We regularly go to family reunions too, don't we? I know a lot of families still have those. Reunions are a wonderful opportunity to see friends and relatives you love. But can you imagine this reunion? People's body being reunited with their spirits for eternity. Family members seeing each other for the first time in decades, if not centuries. And they will rise to meet Jesus Christ. It's part of an incredible reunion. This experience will top anything you could ever imagine. I can look you all in the eye and say with confidence, the most exciting thing in your life has not happened yet. I don't care what you've done. You may have landed the dream job, purchased the dream house, gone on dream vacations. You may have skydived over and over again, but this is not skydiving. This is the opposite. we will be caught up to join this joyful and wonderful reunion. And that means no matter what you're going through, some of us are going through some difficult days as we lead up to Christmas. As a believer in Jesus, the best is yet to come. So, you are not on eternal standby list. What I'm saying is this. I'm saying that by God's grace in Jesus Christ, you most certainly are guaranteed eternity. And you have a ticket to ride. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to the podcast. If you have any questions about anything that we share in our messages, any questions on faith, any just general questions, get a hold of me. I'd love to have a conversation. Thank you again for listening. Have a great day. God bless.